This is the Novice Novelist Podcast, episode 27.
Join us in a world where creativity thrives, ideas come to life, and dreams become a reality. Welcome, listeners, to the Novice Novelist Podcast.
All right, welcome back to the Novice Novelist Podcast. We got a great episode today. This episode was planned by senior Jace Kennedy. And so I'm going to have Jace kind of work with me here to explain how this is going to work. But basically, we have a teacher versus student quiz bowl. So Jace, why don't you go ahead and introduce the two teams competing against each other?
So we have two teams today, the teachers and the students. The students are Sydney Moore and Luke Halsey. And our teachers are Mrs. Fork and not a teacher, Mrs. Bullock.
Yeah, so Mrs. Bullock's actually a school counselor, and we're actually calling them, we have the students, and then we have the teachers with a question mark, because I think we're going to be questioned here in a little bit if that should actually be their profession. I'm all right, teachers, it's okay. I actually think you're going to do well. I'm rooting for you. So we do have a live studio audience today. I think they're on the side of the students, but we'll find out here, I think, shortly once we get into the competition. Jace, we have three categories of five questions each. Can you break down the categories for us?
So our three categories are slogans, authors, and spelling.
Okay. And each category has five questions with the one-point question being the easiest and the five-point question being the most difficult. Are they allowed to steal if the other team misses a question?
Yes, they are allowed to steal.
Okay. So you are allowed to steal, and there are no negative points, so there's no penalty for missing. But if you do miss it, the other team has an opportunity, and we're going to say 10 seconds.
Yeah,
to come up with an answer. And what we have is we have our cowbell person we have Mason all the way from Ecuador, who is sitting in the middle between one team member each. We've got Sydney for the students, and we've got Mrs. Fork for the teachers. And they will ring the cowbell. They'll hit it with their sticks. If they think they have the correct answer, they'll have 10 seconds, and then they will provide the answer to see if they get it right. Do either of the teams have any questions before we start the quiz bowl?
I do.
Yes.
So is it like we pick a question and then you ask us, or is it kind of like Jeopardy where like you ask everyone?
Great question. So the winning team will always get to choose the category and the level of question. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. For the first one, we're actually going to start with the teachers. Mm-hmm. And then from there, it's whoever wins gets to pick the category. Okay. And it's for both teams, whoever rings in first.
Okay.
Any other questions? Okay. All right. Let's go ahead and begin. Teachers, you get to choose the first category and level of question.
We would like to do slogans for five.
Okay. They're going for slogans for five. Here's the question. The slogan of this business is open happiness. The slogan for this business is open happiness. Got 5 seconds. No penalty for a wrong answer. 3, 2, 1. Okay, that's the students.
I'm just going to go out on a limb and say bubbly. Is it the bubbly like water?
Okay. Sydney says bubbly. That is not the correct answer. Teachers, would you like an opportunity to steal?
No guess?
No. Okay, so no points this round. Jace, can you reveal whose slogan is open happiness?
That is the Coca-Cola.
Coca-Cola.
Really?
Coca-Cola is open happiness. All right. Let's stay with the teachers here since nobody won that round. What would you like for the next category?
Let's do slogans four.
Okay, slogans for four because the first one went so well.
Yep.
I think we'll get this one. So the slogan for this business is think outside the bun.
Yeah.
Okay, that's the teachers.
Yeah. Is it Taco Bell?
The teachers say Taco Bell. The correct answer is Taco Bell.
Woo!
All right, teachers on the board with 4 points. I just had Taco Bell for lunch. Yeah. Jace, you did too.
Yes, yeah. I did.
So did I.
In celebration of this. All right, teachers still on the board. What category would you like?
Let's go authors five.
Okay, they're going for authors for the 5-point question. Okay, who wrote the novel To Kill a Mockingbird? Sydney.
Harper Lee.
Sydney says Harper Lee for the Studdance, and that is correct. Harper Lee. The Studdance take the lead 5-4. Okay, so the Studdance, you get to pick the next category. Go ahead.
Authors for 4.
Okay, they're going authors for 4 points. Who wrote The Hunger Games? Studdance.
Suzanne Collins.
Suzanne Collins is correct. All right, that means the Studdance currently have 9 points, and the teachers, the question mark's looking a little valid, have 4 points. Studdance, the board is yours. What would you like?
Authors for 3.
Authors for 3. Who wrote Frankenstein? Oh,
Mary Shelley.
Are you kidding me? I just bought her that book.
The Studdance say Mary Shelley, and that is correct.
Put your stick in front of her.
The Studdance have 9. The teachers, I'm sorry, 12 now. The teachers have 4.
Oh, my.
Studdance, would you like authors for 2?
Yes, please.
Okay, they're going to keep rolling with the authors. Next question. Who wrote The Grapes of Wrath?
John Steinbeck.
The Studdance say John Steinbeck, and they are correct. 2 points to the Studdance. 14-4 is our current score. Let's hope the teachers are good at spelling. So, all right, would you like to finish out the author category?
Yes.
Okay. The author question for 1. Who wrote The Shining?
Stephen King.
Studdance say Stephen King, and that is correct. All right, the Studdance have ran the board for authors, which gets them 15 points, and that is now closed. We have 2 categories left, slogans and spelling. Which one would you like?
You just spelling for 1.
Okay, here we go. So this is our little spelling bee. You can ask us for a definition, and we could potentially do a sentence if Jace is able to come up with one of his own. Okay, so here we go. First word, spell abscess. Okay, you can talk to her for 10 seconds before you actually spell it. Okay, go ahead.
A, B, C, E, S, S.
That is incorrect.
A, B, S, E, S, S.
That is incorrect. Okay, the correct spelling of abscess, A, B, S, C, E, S, S. You had flipped the C and the S.
Oh.
And then you forgot the C.
We forgot the S. You forgot the first S.
Yes. Okay, so no points on that one. The board is still the Studdance. What would you like?
We do slogans for 3.
Yes. Quickly moving away from the spelling. There. Slogans for 3. Okay. Which business has the slogan, melts in your mouth, not in your hands?
M&M's.
This is the teachers. They say M&M's. That is the correct answer. Teachers add 3 to their score, and they now have 7. Score update. The teachers with 7. The Studdance, 15. In case we haven't told you yet, today's loser, we don't have a winner for our prize, unfortunately. We do need some more listeners before we can do that. We do have, for the loser, though, a device that will shock both team members at the same time if they're the losers. We'll keep the podcast recording live just for you out there, all of our 6th grade listeners over at the middle school and everyone else, to hear the pain that they have to endure if they're the losers.
He's looking at us all
the time. He's
talking. Okay. Teachers, you now have the board. What category would you like?
Slogans for 2.
Slogans for 2.
Oh, slogans for 2. Never mind. I crossed off the wrong one.
Okay. Slogan for 2. They're working against you.
Yeah.
The slogan for this business is the happiest place on earth.
Disney World.
Okay. Their Studdance are going with Disney World. That is incorrect.
Yeah.
Disneyland.
The teachers say Disneyland, and that is the correct answer.
Woo!
We actually looked into this because we had a debate about this yesterday. Disneyland is the one with the slogan, the happiest place on earth.
What's Disney World?
They, I forget, it's but it was different. The happiest place in the world. Okay, teachers are coming back. You know, I'm 9. 15 for the students. Yeah. What category?
Slogans for one.
Slogans for one. The slogan for this business is, it's finger licking good. Students.
KFC.
They say KFC, and that's the correct answer. So they had 1 point to their score. Going in, we have only 4 questions left. 16-9, the Suddens leave. All right, Suddens, which of the spelling ones would you like?
Spelling for 5.
Okay, they're going for the 5. This is big for the teachers here to stay in this, to get this. Okay, we are looking for the spelling of the word entrepreneur. Okay, this is going to be the teachers. They're going to just gather and talk here for a second, and about 5 to 10 seconds, they'll have to give us the spelling.
Say that again.
I don't know.
I feel like E-P-R-E-N-E-R.
Okay, teachers, we do need a spelling.
Yeah, okay.
E-N-T-R-E-P-R-E-U-N-E-R.
Okay, we just heard their spelling, and that is incorrect. Okay, students, you have a chance to steal. Do you want a second to talk, or do you think you know it?
Do you want to still talk? Or do you think you got it?
A second to talk.
Okay. They are currently conversing. The teachers were close. They just did a little mix up.
Yeah, entrepreneur. There's like P.
You think there's a
P?
Okay, students, we do need an answer.
All right. E N T R E P E N U E R.
That is incorrect. The correct spelling of entrepreneur is E-N-T-R-E-P-R-E-N-E-U-R.
You're right about the
U. Entrepreneur. No, you were all messed up at the end.
You didn't know.
All right. Can the teachers catch up? Yes.
I believe they still have
they can. Okay. So who has the board? I believe it's the students. Mm-hmm. Okay. Which one would you like? Spelling for 4. Here we go. The word is reservoir. Teachers, that's a smart move. Okay, they have 10 seconds. Reservoir is the word. They're currently conversing. They'll give us an answer here any minute.
No.
Any second.
I did the last one.
Okay.
Okay, here we go. The spelling of reservoir.
Can she chime in if I'm...
Yeah, we just need to hear one consistent spelling.
Okay. R-E-S-E-V-O-I-R.
Is that it?
Should it be it?
No.
No. Answer?
No. Go.
Okay, we need to hear just one. Are you want to stick with that one?
Nope.
Okay.
Do it. Do it.
What one would you like?
R-E-S-E-V.
Oh, my.
O-I-R. No.
That's what you said the first time.
I know. Okay.
Okay, so they went with their spelling, and fortunately for the students, they're incorrect.
Okay.
All right. They spelled reservoir incorrectly. All right, so students, you have a chance to steal here. Reservoir.
Okay. Okay, give me the second to think.
Okay, sure. They are currently conversing. Reservoir, we were okay with the authors and the business slogans. I think we might need to have a school-wide spelling bee and include the teachers in that.
Okay, I'll try. R-E-S-E-V-I-O-R.
That is... incorrect. The correct incorrect.
Yeah, I know. Oh. No, I'm sorry. I mean, I don't get the point either.
I saw you be like, Yes. I was like, no.
No, okay. I'm happy.
Okay, so reservoir is R-E-S-E-R. There's a silent R. V-O-I-R. Okay.
Okay. So I might...
Can they catch up?
No.
I believe they cannot.
I believe they cannot catch up.
Okay. For the remaining two questions, points are doubled.
Are you kidding me?
Points are doubled. So we have a changes, a 4-point question and a 6-point question.
How did you do this to me?
So, okay, which one would you like, Suttons? The 4 or the 6?
Okay, we're going to do the 6.
Okay, for the 6-point question, please spell miscellaneous. Suttons. Okay, they're conversing. They got about 5 seconds till we need a spelling. I hope we don't go 0-for-5 on the spelling words.
Okay,
okay, here comes the spelling from the students. Okay.
M I S C I L E N O U S.
No, not close. So, so yeah, that was no, but it was. I don't think you're in trouble.
Sorry. All
right, hey. So the teachers are conversing. They have a chance to steal here and get 6 points, which would tie us up.
No, they would be 1 point short.
Oh yes, sorry, I can't do math. It would be 16-15 if you get this. Teachers, would you like a marker to write out?
Whoa, what? Wait a second.
Right here?
Yeah.
I just thought about that.
Rude.
Okay, they're trying to spell miscellaneous. 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 Okay, teachers, we need a spelling here.
What do you think? I'm gonna have to list that.
This is what I had, but
okay, teachers, we need a answer here.
Okay, let me try it.
Okay, M I S C E L L A N E O U S.
Okay, they just spelled miscellaneous, and they are. Correct. M I S C E L L A N E O U S. Miscellaneous.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Oh god.
Folks, we are at the students with 16, the teachers with 15, with one question left. It is a 4-point spelling question. Whoever gets this right will win the game. We've also equipped each team now with a dry erase marker to help with the debacle that we put you through the past 15 minutes. So here we go. The 4-point spelling question. Please spell the word quarreling. Who got that? Okay.
You.
Our official. Our official.
What is it? I didn't hear the word. We had 2 markers. We only have 1.
Bellman. He says that the students got it. They're trying to spell quarreling, which means having a heated argument or disagreement.
English is a beautiful language.
No, I think you're right about that. Oh, yeah, you're right. This was too hard.
All right.
Okay, the Suttons have the first shot here.
Okay. Q-U-A-R-R-E-L-I-N-G.
Okay. That is their spelling of quarreling, and that is correct.
Ah, we did it.
That is correct. The students get 4 points. They have 20 at the end of the game, and the teachers, with a big question mark now, have 15. So
we at least spelled it right on our thing.
Like we promised, we do not have a prize for winning students, except that you know, they just beat some teachers. But we do have a little prize for our losers, and that is this famous shock game. So what we need you two to do, I'm going to turn on the highest level of shock. Okay. All right. So if each of you two are going to have to hold hands, like grip your hands.
Like together?
Yes. Okay. And you're going to each put your thumb on those metal bars.
What?
Okay. And we're about to initiate the shock here. Nope, don't hold it down yet. Oh, wait till I say go. Are you holding yours down?
No.
Okay. Okay. Ready? 3, 2, 1, hold your thumb down. Okay, that wasn't too bad. Not too bad of a reaction. But thank you for joining us today. Let me turn this off. Please like, subscribe, and share, and we will see you next time on the Novice Novelist Podcast. Have a great day.
Thanks for listening to the Novice Novelist Podcast. Please subscribe and share and tune in every week to hear more Port Clinton High School students become the Novice Novelists.